This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Monday, January 21st, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Forms and Multimedia Director for SMA News Today.
A high-resolution MRI of the spinal cord may be a non-invasive way of monitoring SMA. A case report suggests that it can examine both disease progression and responses to treatment. The technique helped clinicians to diagnose a toddler with SMA type 2. His MRI revealed signs of ventral nerve atrophy in his lower back. The case report was called Lumbosacral Ventral Spinal Nerve Root Atrophy, identified on MRI in a case of spinal muscular atrophy type 2. It was published in Clinical Imaging. SMA is characterized by the gradual loss of motor neurons in the spinal cord. These are nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles. SMA causes both muscle weakness and wasting. The disease is divided into subtypes, ranging from type 0 to type 4, depending on the age of onset and symptom severity. Ventral nerve root atrophy and anterior horn cell degeneration are considered hallmark features of the disease, but they're often only found during post-mortem examinations of patients. Ventral nerve roots, alongside other central nervous system signals, are what enables motor neurons to exit the spinal cord. Anterior horn cells are specific motor neurons located in the spinal cord that affect skeletal muscles. The researchers said, quote, "Despite the prominence of these pathological features, previous studies of spinal imaging in SMA have reported normal findings in the lower spine or did not even inspect the lower spine." They also said that advanced and 3D high-resolution scans are likely necessary for SMA patients. The boy in this case study began to have difficulties when he was 2 months old. It was hard for him to latch during breastfeeding and bottle feeding. Nevertheless, he hit most developmental milestones, such as sitting, crawling, and standing by himself during his first year of life. But by 19 months old, physicians noticed he had poor muscle tone, especially in his legs and feet. He was also delayed in developing age-relevant motor skills. An MRI brain scan showed no abnormalities. But compared to a same-aged healthy infant, scans of his lower spinal cord showed signs of ventral nerve atrophy. Genetic tests were then performed and confirmed an SMA type 2 diagnosis. The boy had been given 4 doses of Spinraza by Biogen, which is the only approved treatment for SMA types 1, 2, and 3. It was administered through a spine injection before this case study ended. At age 29 months, he was able to stand and walk without the help of a walker. His parents also reported significant improvements in his strength and mobility since treatment began. The researchers concluded, quote, "This case illustrates that spine MRI may be helpful for evaluation of ventral nerve root atrophy in SMA. The next step would be to analyze additional spine MRI data to determine how consistently these findings are present in SMA. Also, to explore the potential use of advanced high-resolution, non-invasive spine MRI to be used to monitor disease progression and response to novel therapies." End quote.
Coming up next, I'll share one of my perspectives with you.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
I'm going to be discussing the importance of a recently announced decision to include SMA on the national list of disorders that doctors use to screen all newborns. This topic is dear to my heart, so please sit back and listen to what I have to say, because at the end of the podcast, I'm going to be asking for a little bit of your help. The SMA community has been working diligently over the past few years to have this devastating disease included in all newborn screenings. Recently, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Alex Azar, added SMA to the recommended uniform screening panel for newborns. This screening panel is also known as RUSP, R-U-S-P. With the importance of early diagnosis in newborns, along with new therapeutic options to treat the disease, everyone in the SMA community now has a reason to not only be excited, they may finally be seeing the light at the end of a very long tunnel. In February of 2018, the Advisory Committee on Heritable Disorders in Newborns and Children, otherwise known as the ACHDNC, added SMA to the list of disorders recommended for newborn screening. With the approval of Spinraza, otherwise known as nusinersen, and with other effective treatment options coming in the not-so-distant future, everyone affected by this disease can see a shift in focus regarding the importance of this incredible decision. While many others have wanted SMA on this list for a long time, it was with the approval of Spinraza when our wants became reality. To be on this national list, a disease must have a viable treatment option, and with the approval of Spinraza by the FDA in late 2016, SMA now has every right to be on this list. Newborn screening, otherwise known as NBS, is a public health program of screening infants shortly after birth for a list of conditions that are treatable but not clinically evident in the newborn period. Some of the conditions included in newborn screening programs are only detectable after irreversible damage has been done. Screening programs are often run by the state or national governing bodies with the goal of screening all infants born. The number of diseases screened for is set by each state and can vary greatly. Most newborn screening tests are done by measuring metabolites and enzyme activities in whole blood samples collected on specialized filter paper. Infants who screen positive undergo further testing to determine if they are truly affected with the disease or if the test result was a false positive. Follow-up testing is typically coordinated between geneticists and the infant's pediatrician or primary care physician. There's a website that you can go to where you can choose the state in which you live and then view the tests that are currently being performed on newborns. If you would like to see this list, please go to www.babiesfirsttest.org. Again, www.babiesfirsttest.org. When you get to this website, you can locate the state that you live in and then view the list of diseases that your state is screening for. Now that SMA has been added to the Recommended Uniform Screening Panel, known as RUSP, and that SMA has met all the criteria needed from the Advisory Committee on Heritable Disorders in Newborns and Children, known as the ACHDNC, the addition of screening SMA in all newborns is still a subject that needs our attention. Even though this disease is now on the national list for newborn screening, the individual states still need to adopt this at the state level. I would like everyone listening to this podcast to please take time out of your day and contact your local congressman, senator, and the governor in the state in which you live and urge them to include SMA in all newborn screening at the state level. If we band together and make our voices heard, we can accomplish this very important task. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. Our podcast and flash briefings can also be found on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Forms and Multimedia Director.